The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today we want to consider a few thoughts around 1 Corinthians and chapter 16. One of the things that's always very challenging is the subject of giving. And we know that it's good to give. We know that the Word of God encourages us to give. And we know that Jesus observed giving by the Pharisees. And we know that he was not very impressed with their very proud and arrogant and boastful attitude. But just because some people have some very bad expressions of giving and flamboyant giving. I've heard of people offering a level of prayer for, say, a $50 gift. But if you were disposed to give $500, you'd get a very extra special prayer, which I can't personally see backed in Scripture. But the whole idea of giving to impress God or to twist his arm is something that surely Scripture doesn't countenance in any way. And yet at the same time, we do need to encourage giving in our churches. I know some pastors are almost frightened to mention the subject because they fear that it will be construed as trying to get a bigger salary or something like that. Well, what we need to understand is that to give is a blessing. In the book of Malachi, the prophet encourages people to bring the full tithe into the storehouse with the knowledge that God will release a great blessing. That's not doing deals with God, but it's simply saying that don't rob God. Don't hold back from giving him what is his due. It's ever so important that we have a heart and a willingness to be generous as we share in the kingdom of God. But there was a particular collection that took place under Paul's ministry. It was a collection to help people who were very, very much in need. And this is something that needs a great deal of exercising, because there are always areas of need. I'm confronted in Living Hope by needs almost on a daily basis. And we're not talking about something that's fabricated, people just being careless. No, we're talking about some very serious situations, like some of the flooding that's took place in recent days as I make this podcast in Pakistan. Flooding again in Sierra Leone, riots in Sierra Leone, great deal of unrest in Kenya. We know in the Philippines there's been times of tremendous pressure and difficulty. And so in the midst of all that, it is sometimes quite a challenge. How do we give to everything? How do we respond to the many needs that are around us? Well, Paul was aware of a severe famine in the Jerusalem area, and he felt prompted by God to seek to do something about it. And one of the things that's interesting is that he offers the different congregations that he has planted and served an opportunity to give. Now again, we have to be very careful. If you're part of a denomination, if you're part of an established group of churches, it is important not to put pressure on people, but to do something together clearly can raise more than doing something on your own. But Paul did give them some guidance, and he said, on the first day of the week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up. Now, what Paul is saying is, and he speaks about this in other places, he says, pray about it. When God lays something on your heart, set it aside so that when I come or send a trusted colleague, it will be ready. You won't have to suddenly find it because you've been setting this aside on a regular basis. And that's a very precious and straightforward principle. And then he says, sometimes you will just let me take the gift and I will see that it gets to the place of need. But he also very much gives the impression, if necessary, you can come with me. But what he is stressing is accountability. If people have prayed about something and agreed before God to give something, they should do it. If the money is collected for a specific purpose, it should go to serve that purpose. So these are the things that are being shared. I just encourage you, as you're listening to the news and listening to many situations at this moment of time, let the Holy Spirit guide you individually and as a church. Do what you agree to do and see that there is accountability from yourselves and to those who you send the gift towards. Thank God for Jesus, the greatest gift of all.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.